2015 spalt Mistfilming på Inferno for første gang. I år han tilbake, og da må vi høre igjen intervjuet med de unge lovene fra den gangen. Jeg heter Helle Stenkløv, det her So now I'm here with Mr. Ming from Iceland. Welcome to you guys.
Thank you very much.
So who do we have here, just to get your names and the instrument you're playing in the band?
Yeah, I'm Dagur, and I play guitars and sing.
I'm Helgi, and I play the drums.
I'm Gustav, and I play bass.
I'm Thomas, and I play the guitars.
And this is a constellation of both the band and the live band.
Yes.
How is this? Are these guys? Are you coming to rehearsals and or only write? Or are you writing material with these guys? Or you the ones that write all the music and decide everything?
That's just me, kind of, but. Yeah, it started as a solo project, and I got Helgi with me to do the drums, and I recorded everything else. And that was really successful, so we decided to get live members and make it a whole band.
Was that when was the this when you found that out you wanted to start to play live?
Just around the same time we recorded the album. Which was January a year ago.
And it came out now this January.
Yeah, February.
February, yeah. But tell us about Mistfilming. When did this band form and what was your idea behind it when you started it, Dagur?
I used to play in another band where everyone had their input on how things should be done. And I kind of got tired of that. We had disagreements about a lot of things. So I wanted to go on my own. And that was sometime in 2013. So that's when the idea of Mistfilming came around. And I had written some material for this older band. And yeah, finished writing the album, and then it all came around. Me and Helgi, we talked together the later months of 2013, and yeah, recorded January 2014.
Yeah, I was way easier to handle than the other bandmates. You know, easier to boss around.
Yeah, I just gave him the note sheets or whatever, and said, "Play this," and he did, and did a good job.
So you're all just Dagur's slaves, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My bitches.
But what is Mistfilming? You're quite a new band, so try to describe what it is to a person that hasn't heard it yet.
I'd say it's kind of a catharsis. It's an outlet for aggression and whatever you need to let out.
It's channeling a lot of ferocity and violence through the music, but
We're cool guys, though.
But you hadn't been if you didn't play in this band?
Yeah, then I'd probably be beating people up downtown.
A lot of that in downtown Reykjavik.
Yeah,
unfortunately. But Icelanders are barbarians.
Yeah. Especially with black metal people not playing in bands.
Yeah, probably.
But you've also chosen to sing in your own language. You don't sing in English like many of the other Icelandish bands. Why is this?
Actually, a lot of the Icelandic bands have been singing in Icelandic for quite some time. I mean, Solstafir started out as a black metal band singing in Icelandic, and the other band I'm in, Carpe Noctem, with Thomas, also has sung in Icelandic from the very beginning. So
it's a beautiful language.
Yeah. I mean, the language fits the music. It sounds intense. It's, you know, sort of a hard language. You know, it's got an impact.
Well, what are the lyrics about? How do you write out all this aggression?
The way I see it is the music is the main thing. So I write all the music first and then go think about the lyrics. And I just write down whatever inspires me from the actual music. So if a song has an aggressive attitude, I write something aggressive.
Yeah, the lyrical themes are pretty varied, you know. There's there are many different themes within the lyrics themselves. There's
So that's why the album is called Söngvar Elds og Óreiðu, which means songs of fire and chaos. So it's just a kind of a collection of songs, various songs.
But the cover art is also beautiful. It's this red. I don't know how to describe it. Red flaming cavey cover art.
Yeah.
Who made this and how did you come up with that idea?
Yeah. Well, I actually don't remember the guy's name. You do?
Oh, man.
No.
Nobody does. Oh,
but it's pretty old, so it was out of copyright, and the name of the original painting was Satan Arousing the Fallen Angels. And the original painting is different. It's not red.
It's in black and white, right?
Yeah, or kind of sepia tone. And there's Satan standing on in front of all these souls that you can see on the cover of the album. But I just got Satan removed. I thought it was irrelevant to the album. But I really love that cave and all the souls that are just suffocating there.
You can also bind it along with the theme of chaos or entropy within the songs.
It fits the album really nicely. But I also saw at your Facebook page, on your description, you've just written Íslensk Júraflokk. And I tried to translate this, but the Norwegian translation just said Júraflokk. And I assume that it's animal... yeah? What does this mean?
It's the same as Djevelin. So it means Icelandic... Demon rock.
So Djúraflokk is like the devil.
It's like the devil's rock, you know. It's just like people are always putting things in categories and stuff, and we're just playing demonic rock and roll. That's don't need to take that any further.
Yeah, I mean, the characterization between black metal and death metal is always becoming more and more vague. So, I mean, you might as well describe us as playing death metal while we're still playing black metal, or vice versa.
Yeah, it's all colliding.
Yeah, so just it's easier to just make up your own name for it.
It's more fun, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Han satt der I McCaféen med pensumboka og en latte, og for tredje gang bladde han en side tilbake og leste den på nytt. Og igjen var det som om ordene som stod der bare stokket seg og ikke lenger hadde noen betydning. Men han så at alle andre som satt der klarte å jobbe. Så hva var egentlig problemet hans? Annet enn det åpenbare. At eksamen var tre dager unna, og han bare en tredjedel inn I pensum. Og det sånne ting som gjør at noen tar opp en vindusplass her hele dagen. Men sånn livet. Og McDonald's bare en liten del av det, tross alt.
This you played a show at Inferno where last night.
Yeah.
How did this go? What is Mr. Ming live like?
Intense.
Yeah.
Very intense.
That's where the catharsis comes in.
Oh, yeah.
How was the Norwegian crowd?
Awesome. Way better than the Icelandic crowd. The Icelandic crowd is always really small.
Yeah, how is the scene in Iceland? There are a lot of bands, probably with mostly the same members in every band, but it seems like there are many, if you try to generalize, black and deathy bands coming from Iceland lately.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much everybody is in a band. I mean,
yeah,
I have a big problem trying to think of someone who isn't. Oh well,
yeah,
just Hofstede.
Yeah, there's Hofstede.
Yes, but maybe a big reason.
Iceland is small.
Yeah, I mean,
300,000.
Also, why it's probably a big reason why the Icelandic metal scene is pretty well, it's friendly, so there are no real conflicts, but. Yeah, I mean, everybody sort of shares that band mentality.
But I've been thinking, I wrote down, okay, this is generalizing, but when you think of the Nordic countries, the Swedes have had a lot of heavy metal and thrash lately, also some death before. Norway has now a wave of death and thrash, mostly old school. Finland has a bit of black metal and speed and heavy. Iceland has a lot of black metal, and then Denmark has Volbeat. but what do you think is the reason that these countries that are so close have this? It's not different, but it's still very different how the music evolves in each country. And why do you think this is?
There's a relation between the Scandinavian countries. Think that Iceland is maybe not part of Scandinavia, but you know, we share language similarities. Yeah, and
definitely just the pure isolation of being in Iceland contributes greatly, and as well as the landscape. And the thing is, most of the musicians from Iceland that have really made it, you know, huge, like Sigur Rósinbjörg, you know, they have made it so big because they're so different. It is such a breath of fresh air for the rest of the world to hear something like that. So I think it's just part of the landscape coupled with the isolation that you just go whatever the fuck direction you want to go. Mm. You know, doing whatever you do.
But there's also a strong bond from your scene to Norway, especially Trondheim, since many of the bands are signed to Terratur Possessions.
Yeah.
Like you. How did you come in contact with Terratur?
That's funny. I was actually talking to Ulle about that last night. I've known about this label for a long time, and since... Svartidauði and Sin Mara were already signed. I thought it would be cool if we would too join that. And I actually sent Ulle a demo 2 years ago, and he didn't even listen to it. He was like, yeah, fuck off. But then later, when I had written and recorded the album, we just got in contact again, and then I had actual, not demo material, but... material ready for release, and went through. He liked it, and I think it's cool that these two, the Nidrosian and Icelandic scenes, are collaborating.
Merging.
Yeah, merging.
Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of festivals around here. But what about Iceland? Have you or others ever thought about doing some festivals there?
Yeah, there is one really big festival called Eistnaflug.
Flight of the Testicles.
Yeah.
Testicular Aviation.
Yeah, that's that's a joke. You have to be Icelandic to really get that joke. But
but the thing, there is another festival at the same location at a different time of the year that is called Neistaflug, which means flight of, you know, sparks. And so you rearrange the words, so it means testicles.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And, yeah, that's a pretty cool festival.
Yeah, it's been growing exponentially every year, and now it's going to be bigger than ever before. You know, you got big names like Behemoth and Enslaved coming to play, and Carcass, Inquisition, mm-hmm. and something else I can't remember.
Yeah.
When is this?
This is July.
Second weekend of July, I think.
Mm. We had a thing last year at Isnaflu, in an old abandoned factory.
Yeah, there was an off venue.
Yeah, it was kind of off venue, really not related to the actual festival, but we got some help, you know, with sound equipment and stuff. But that got us pretty much into this festival. So I think we're maybe doing the official off venue now. And it was really fun last year. We had
it was a collaboration between four Icelandic black metal bands. Well, three black metal and one. What is?
Yeah, that was the final show of the whole thing. But me and Thomas, we had a 2-day festival at this old abandoned factory, and the last night we had a climax show where we played the Ulfsmessa with these four bands, Mr. Mink, Nadra, Carpe Noctem, and Neith.
What's the Ulfsmessa?
Wolf's Mass.
Yeah, but is this...
That was the collaboration. It was pretty much four bands straight in a row, and the changeover was very organic. So immediately once the first band stopped, the other one started. And so the collaboration went pretty smoothly because there are so many band members that are shared. So changeovers were...
Yeah, we were like 10 or 12 members in four bands.
Yeah. Mm.
And it was very, very intense. And then at the end, we started breaking the glass and...
windows and everything.
Because this was the last time that this off venue was going to be held at the Esnafle Festival, because the factory was going to be torn down. So we wanted to do something very just spectacular as a final event. So they started breaking the glass and just tearing the shit out of the place. Very sort of
frightening.
Yeah.
Sounds quite awesome to me.
Yeah.
It was intense.
It was.
And that collaboration got us a lot of attention.
Mm. You guys both have to come closer to the microphone. If possible. Especially when you're speaking. But this brings us back to the fact, because now also you were mostly talking about extreme metal bands from Iceland, both on this show and on the festival.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any bands playing heavy or thrash on Iceland at all?
Not any good ones.
Yeah, that sums it up.
Yeah.
So nothing like Start or what's it called? Some of the 80s bands with Eirikur Hauksson, which...
You mean Drisil?
Hmm?
You mean Drisil?
Drisil, yeah. That was the band I was thinking of, with a lady on the cover.
Yeah.
It's a good album.
Yeah, there's never been any thrash since then, I think.
Not anyone worth mentioning.
No.
But what are your plans now in the future years? Are you making a new album? Some shows around Europe?
Yeah, we're playing a lot of shows. Teratur got us into, for example, Nidrosian Black Mass, which is probably going to be the highlight of the year. Mm-hmm. It's the most intense lineup I've ever seen. And we're also playing Aurora Infernalis in the Netherlands, and we're playing Bergen at Beyond the Gates. And new material will come, but
it's best not to give anything away, I think.
Yeah. We might do a split.
Mm. With who? Or is this secret?
That will be relieved later. It's actually not confirmed, but we might do something crazy.
Talks are on the way.
So. Yeah, a lot of talking.
A split with a dubstep band or something like that.
Might be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now you have been playing quite a few shows. You put out an album and been a band for a few years. And I always like to ask the bands that are visiting of their best Spinal Tap moments. The time something crazy happened on tour or while rehearsing or in the studio or with a fan. Maybe you got a weird letter sometime. Do you have any good crazy band stories to share with us?
Well, we've only been active for a little more than a year, so we don't have the craziest stories, I think. You remember anything?
Barely, not last night, but I mean,
yeah.
But I mean, if anything, for me, it was last night when, you know, you're at the festival, you know, that you wanted to go to for a really long time, and you're playing on the bill, and the night that you're playing, you're actually at an after party in a hotel suite on the top floor, and you're like, oh, okay, so this is happening.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was pretty cool.
You told it much better when we were walking outside. Mentioned yeah. Torque and Penthouse and everything, and now
oh,
it was.
Right. Yeah, you met. You went to Torque's after party.
I went to the Torque after party, and
it was boring.
Yeah, it was totally boring, man. So I went to the other after party, which was at the top floor
the
suite.
Penthouse.
Yeah,
yeah. So we just got drunk and lost.
they were kicked out.
Yeah. Let's kinda. Keep that out of the story.
Got separated.
Yeah. You got separated. That's yeah. Exactly.
So you're telling me you haven't got any crazy fan mails from Colombians yet?
Yeah, we got a lot of stupid talk on the internet. But that's just the internet.
We got something really crazy from a Russian
guy. Yeah, we got a message from a Russian guy just yesterday or something. I don't remember what he said, but his English was
terrible.
It was a fun read. Yeah. It was like, you play a great band, and also I like CD, but in Russia, you know, money, and I download the album, but the vinyl is sold out, so yeah, I save money, and then maybe just... you know, it's hard to write and drink vodka because, balalaika and stuff.
In my opinion.
Yeah. Regards.
A good one.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the next few years with you guys. Maybe you got some good stories then.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully.
Especially after Nidrosion in Belgium, I guess that will be quite intense.
Yeah.
Something.
But now we've already been talking for more than 20 minutes, so you guys are to choose the songs for the show because I can't even talk anymore. You decide which song to play on your own show, so you can come with two favorite songs each within metal, hard rock, and stuff like that, and. At least one Miss Thirming song.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, we were actually thinking about giving you a taste of Iceland.
Promoting our label.
Yeah. We got a lot of cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, you have it written down or tell me now?
Yeah, we can tell you now. We'd like a song from Manvera.
Yeah.
Of course, Sin Mara, and perhaps Svarti Döði if you find a short song. Yeah, Death Trip is my song. That's their shortest, I think.
So it's from Svarti Döði, yeah.
Yeah. And then we have Nadra.
Yeah.
And
how do you write?
Nadra. It's Nadra. Serpent.
Mm.
N-A. I guess DRA.
Yeah. Carpe Noctem.
But last but not least, you have to make a jingle for me.
Jingle?
Mm-hmm, a radio jingle.
Oh, right, okay.
So it can be as boring as, hi, we're Mysterium, you're listening to Jernverket. Or you can find,
make up some. What?
Jernverket.
Jernverket.
Jernverket, I can write it down.
It's like iron work.
Yep.
Jingle away. Be creative, guys.
Stay true.
Yeah. Life is short, so put the horns up.
Listen to Pathory.
Yeah. Listen to Pathory. Okay.
You're listening to Jarnverket, but you should be listening to Pathory.
Yeah, let's do that.
Du har hørt et intervju med Mysterium som spiller på Inferno nå I påska. Og siden det festival og påske kommer det flere episoder hver dag fremover. I morgen for eksempel, torsdag 18. april klokka 4:30, må du få med deg live podcast på Clarion The Hub. Jeg skal snakke med Silenos fra Dimmu Borgir. Det gratis og åpent for alle. Fredag kommer det en episode med Bloodbath, og om ikke du får med deg livepodden med Dimmu I morgen, så blir episoden lagt ut på lørdagen. Abonner på Jernverket podcast via podcast-app eller gå inn på jernverket.com. Det kult om du gir podcasten 5 stjerner på plattformen du bruker. Det tross alt sånn den stiger på podcastlistene og spres ut til folket, og så blir jeg skikkelig glad I tillegg. Og Jernverket ut etter nye samarbeidspartnere, så hvis du sugen på annonser via podcast, kan du sende meg en melding. Husk på å følge Jernverket på Instagram og Facebook for månedens album fra Katakomben, diskusjoner, konkurranser og nyheter. Helle Stenkløv, det meg. Jeg gir deg et nytt eller gammelt hardrock-intervju hver fredag, litt oftere akkurat vekka her. Vi ses på Inferno.
Han visste det ikke enda, men noen av de beste barndomsminnene han skulle ta med seg videre I livet, var dagene hjemme syk fra skolen, med bestefar som barnevakt. Ikke det at det var så innmari gøy å være syk, men han fikk bestille McNuggets til lunsj og se på TV I sofaen, mens bestefar leste papiravisa ved siden av. Og det nettopp sånne dager som betyr mer enn det virker som der og da. For sånn livet. Og McDonald's bare en liten del av det, tross alt.